Okay, here we go. Five short parshas. Kiseitze ideas. Elul Tavshin Pei. Our learning should be L'schus R'fushan from Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda B'Rivka B'Soch Shulchan Yisrael. Also, today is tonight. Dalet Elul is the yahrzeit of my great grandfather. We're going to be learning Lili Nishmas Yedidya Ben David. There's a shemesh of a tremendous aliyah. Today is Rav Kook's yahrzeit. I believe tonight's the Meshach Chachman's yahrzeit. All the tzaddikim should be mezush for us and all of Klai Yisrael. If anyone needs R'fush Shleim or yahrzeit, please send them to me free of charge. Here go. The first idea comes to us from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the Altar of Kelm, and the prime students of Yisrael Salanter. Second week in a row, we start off with an Altar of Kelm. Pazik starts off, the Parsha Tosof, Chaf Alef Yud, Ki Seitz HaMelchama Alei Vecha. And the Altar of Kelm wants to tell us, what is our greatest enemy? We know that the Zohar tells us Alei Vecha refers to the Yetzirah. He says he constantly wants to ambush you. He constantly wants to capture you. And he acts as if you were your close friend. And you want to know how the number one way, says Rav Simcha Zissel Kelm, the Altar of Kelm. You want to know in the Sefer Da'at Chachum Chachum HaMisr, what's the number one way how to beat the Yetzirah? You have to be able to use your intellect, use your moach, to be able to contradict his false arguments. And he says, look, where's the Rabbonu Shalom? We have 800,000 cases in America. We have, 800,000 things, deaths throughout the world. And all these numbers, where's the Rabbonu Shalom and all these, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And a person has to be able to use his moach, to be able to understand and tell him, no, I believe in the Rabbonu Shalom. I looked in the Eish Kodesh from last week. I looked in the Eish Kodesh where it says that even when it's hard, Tamim Tiyam Yashim Hashem Al-Kecha, where the Eish Kodesh charges us and to believe in the Rabbonu Shalom even when it's hard. Says Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the Yitzhar is going to come to you, but to be able to make sure to use your moach to understand that the Rabbonu Shalom is mamish with us every single minute. It's so apropos to be able to say these holy words of the Eish Kodesh. Listen to these words, 1941, Parsha Shoftim from the Orsa Gero. Tomim tiyeh Mashem Alekecha. Afilu im atashover meroises mikol makam tiyeh. Tomim esham yitzchazik Mashem Alekecha. Even if you're broken, and even if it's hard, lachin lo sakso achar sidos. Lomar, any roa kitzachoch shech. I can't see any dark. I can't see any end. And the komash yev alecha kaba kiba betimimus v'oz ya imo bilchelko. He says, at the end of the day, Mimele de Zay, Yikar Vishwascha. But the one who knows, Tamim Tia Imashem Akacha means to have a Munu Bitachon, even when it's hard. And even if there's no way, there's no out, and you don't see an end to the virus, you don't see an end to the Schoshech in your life, know that the Rabbonu Shalom is with you, and that'll bring the Yeshua. And that's exactly the Altar of Kelm is telling us. The Yetzirah is going to come and tell you the million excuses how the Rabbonu Shalom doesn't exist, and give up on yourself. And says the Altar of Kelm, no. You have to fight him off with your intellect. You have to fight him off with your moach. You fight him off, you fight him off, you fight him off with your emunah bitachon, says the Eish Kodesh. Tomim tiyeh Mashem Alekecha. Beautiful insight from the Altar of Kelm and the Eish Kodesh. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Sas Emes in Tav Reish Laman Aleph, the second idea, the second pasuk in the Parsha. Right, we know the famous story. You go out to battle and you see that the pretty woman, you're an Isha Sivas Tor. So Rashi says on the Dibur Matzav Chachat Chal Isha, he quotes Gemara in Kiddushin Chav Alaf Amabez, says the Gemara, Lo Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzahara. The Torah spoke only against the Yetzahara.
L'maisa, what does the Gemara, Rashi continue to say?
Basically, at the end of the day, you would have gone on to be able to marry her anyways and marry in a forbidden way. But since the Sas Emes, what does it mean? Lo dibra Torah el neged Yitzhara. That the Torah spoke only against the Yitzhara. Says the Sas Emes, such a beautiful idea, and this is so important for Elul. Hashivenu avinu l'sorasecha. You want to know how to come to tshuva. You want to know how to come to repentance in the month of Elul. It's dafka through Torah. Lo dibra Torah el neged Yitzhara means, says the Sas Emes, you want to know how to beat the Yitzhara of your life? It's dafka through Torah. She Torah mitzvahs mechaber mdapk ma'adam l'Hashem yizbach adesh te'oysa ma'isa l'shem shamayim ayidei or ha'torah sheyish b'ma'isa mitzvah. When a Jew connects himself to the Torah, not to the intellect of Torah, but to the penimius of the Torah, for the lichtigkeit of Torah, when a person connects himself to the Rabbonu Shalom, Torah l'shma, to the Rabbonu Shalom, that's exactly what Rashi says. Lo dibur Torah el kenegri yetzahar. Barasi lo yetzahar, barasi lo Torah tavan, the Kiddushin tells us. The Kiddush Baruch says, I created the yetzahara, and I created the antidote against the yetzahara. Says the Sas Emes, this is exactly the vort. You want to know how to be Yitzhara? The dafka starts with the Torah. And the Sas Emes didn't just get it from himself. Listen to this story. If you have Rav Lazer Geldzahler's biography, it's on page 119. He quotes the Chiddush Harim, the Sas Emes' grandfather. When a person is being pursued by a dog, the worst thing to do is try to outrun the animal, because it will run faster. I've learned this a few times. If you think you're having a fun time, it's not for now. The only solution, says the Chiddush Harim, is to stop running and stand your ground. The dog will get frightened and turn back. Says the Chiddush Harim, the Yetzirah chases us constantly, and trying to outrun him is futile. The best thing to do is to stop, sit down, and learn. And you'll triumph that way, only through learning Torah, only through Talmud Torah. And this is exactly what the Sas Emes says, his grandfather, keeping it in the Mishpacha. Lo dibur Torah el gan Yetzirah. Barasi lo yitzhara, barasi lo Torah tavlin. The number one way to beat the yitzhara, the number one to be able to grow in Elul, the number one way to grow in any time in life is dafka by learning Torah with our kulo, kolatz masu tarmarna, turning off our phones, being in it, being in the sugya, even in Erevin, mamish in it. As much as you can, and that'll beat off the Yitzhara with the light and the Kiddush of the Torah. Beautiful Adnir from the Sasemis, and the Kiddush. We're moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Magid of Mezrich, the town of the Baal Shem Tov. Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Ches. Beginning Pasuk of Shlishi. Kisiv de Bais Chodosh Asista Maka Ligagecha. You know, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa when you build a new house, you have to build a fence on your rooftop. Says the Magid of Mezrich, what's the deeper idea over here? The deep idea is as follows. When a person is zochet to buy his chadash, and a person is zochet to have new gashminis in his life, and it's so easy to have gaiva. Look at me, look at my car, look at my house. Says the Rebbeinu Shom, kisiv to buy his chadash, the asisa ma'ke legagecha. Make sure you put a fence around your roof. What's your roof refer to? The roof refers to a gagarumarumas al goiva lev. The roof means your heart. Look at, make a roof around your gaiva. Make sure when you have new things in your life, make sure it doesn't lead to, you put a fence around that gaiva. You get a good new job, make sure to put a fence around that job. You make put a fence around that house. Not just talking about the protection for the people to nuchas from not to fall off. It's talking about make sure you put that rooftop, make sure you don't become a Baal Gaiva. And we said this really this week, for the second week in a row, we'll say it again. The Chiddush Urim says that Elul stands for, we say the Kriyat Siv in Mizmor LaSodah, but for Yichavod every day. Zeu ki Hashem hu Elokim hu Asan velo Anachnu. In Perikov, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is our creator, velo Anachnu. Velo is low Kriyat Siv. The more we make ourselves Lamed Aleph, the more we want to say that it's not us, the more we have his spotless, the more Lamed Vav, the more we become his. The Midah of Anav is crucial for the month of Elul. Because how do we step into Tishrei in front of the Melech, Malach, and Malachim without the Midah of Anav? You can't. It's intertwined into the month of Elul, says Chiddush Arim. You want to know the ultimate, what the Panemius of Elul is? The more you make yourself low, Lamed Aleph, the more you be Lamed Vav his. And this is exactly the Remez that the Magid Mezrich says over here. Kisid Nebai is Chodesh, and you have that new house. Put that fence around your house. Make sure you don't become Baal Gaiva. Know everything, anything and everything you have comes from the Rebbeinu Shom. What a beautiful insight from the Magid of Mezrich and the Chiddush Arim. Moving on to Adia number 4. Okay, moving on to Adia number 4. Adia number 4 comes to us from Rabbi Simcha Banim of Prisischa. Rabbi Simcha Banim, a few seconds later in Shlishi, Perich of Beis, Puzzle of Beis. The Puzzle says, Gedilim Tas Eloch, Arba Kanfos, Kisuscha Asher Techasaba. Twisted threads you shall make for yourselves on the four corners of your garment with which you cover yourself. And the Yochazal tells us that these twisted threads are first to tzitzis. Says Reb Simcha Bonim, Gedilim Tazalach, what's the deeper idea just on those words? Forget about tzitzis for right now. Just using those words, Gedilim Tazalach, what's pshat? Says Reb Simcha Bonim, that there are times in our lives where you have to have a little gaiva. You have to have good arrogance, but it's got to be for the Rebbeinu Shem. Gedilim Tazalach, greatness shall be for you. Yishal Adam like Biyarucha, Vayiba Liba Badarchi Hashem. It's good to have a little gaiva when you do it for the Rebbeinu Shem. When you don't want to get out of bed and you say, no, Yitzhar, I'm going to get out of bed and I'm going to serve the Rebbeinu Shem. Baragash Hashel Chashivas Vegadlus. Gedilim Tazalach. Look who you are. You're a prince, you're a princess. Remember who you are. Gedilim Tazalach. Remember who you are. You have to have a little gaiva to Kedusha. We have to be careful. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, Rabbi Simon said a few weeks ago, Parshas Re'eh. We said the opening pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Nosim Levinecha Yom Bracha Klala. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, the word Anochi is extra there. He says the word Anochi, what's going on over here? Says the Mor of Hashemesh, Anochi. Your Anochi could be a bracha or could be a klala. Your Anochi is your gaiva, could be good. When you use it for the Rebbeinu Shom, it's a bracha. When you use it for yourself, it's a klala. Make sure, says the Mor of Hashemesh, Re'eh Anochi, no sin of Echayim Bracha V'Klala. Rabbi Hashem says, I can give you a choice. To use your Anochi is for Bracha V'Klala, make sure to use it for Gaiva Tekdusha. She'odem Machzik Atzmul Yesh, that you view yourself as you have something worth. Doesn't matter what happened the entire year. I have an Hashem, I'm part of the Rabbi Hashem's crew. I'm part of his army. I'm part of his force. I'm part of the Navy. I'm part of the Rabbi Hashem's palace. Remember who you are. But Gaiva Tekdusha, you don't, at the end of the day, you remember, it's for the Rabbeinu Shem, it's not for yourself. What a beautiful idea from Simcha Bonim. Gedilim Tas Eloch. You'll be able to use that galus, the galus ha'odom for the Rabbeinu Shem, Gaiva Kedusha. But to never Chas Hashem use it for yourself. And that's what Mor B'Shemesh says. It's our choice. Re'enochi Nosel Lebracha Klala. Make sure to be able to use it for a bracha. Then it's for the Rabbeinu Shem. Use it for yourself. Then it's a klala. Moving on to idea number 5. Tefer Shomo for idea number 5. You haven't said Tefer Shomo in a long time. They're Damsk Rebbe. Chav Dal Chav, the Pasuk says, Kisach bod zeischo lo sefara charecho lager le'asom al-amona yiyeh. When you beat your olive tree, do not remove all the splendor behind you. It should be for the convert, for the orphan and the widow. Rashi says, Lotito tefarat mimeno mikan shemenichem peya le'ilam. We leave a peya for the ilam. We leave the mitzvah of peya for trees as well. Says the Tefer Shlomo. What's the deeper idea over here? That lo sefar acharecha lager le'asom al-amona yiyeh. He says, when it comes to the tzaddik, when it comes to a Jew, it's not good, lo sefar acharecha. They only just worry about yourself. You just worry about yourself. No. Lo sefar acharecha means, don't just look at yourself. Make sure you're going out to care for the others. Make sure you're looking for the less fortunate. Make sure you're looking out to be able to help. This is mamish like one of the last tutorials from Enshvi in the, from the Tver Shlomo. Then you want to know what it means to be a tzaddik. Just what you mean to focus on yourself. Make sure you look for others. You're caring about the others. You're caring about the less fortunate. That's what Tver Shlomo says. The puzzle is really referring to. I saw Rav Yudah Michel writes in his Sama Nafshi email, my Rebbe, he writes for Rosh Chodesh El, a sign would hang out at the entrance of the base midrash in Kelm. Right, we started with Kelm, we end with Kelm. In Kelm, Lithuania, what did the sign say? Achtis ha'avodim hi kiyum ha'malchus, which means the kingdom is upheld by the unity of the servants, says Rav Judah. This important reminder comes at a time when personal introspection and our own individual growth is at the forefront of our minds. It directs our focus and attention towards one another. While reaffirming Hashem as the center of our existence, we recognize that the ultimate incarnation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King's only possible when we are all together. As the Pasuk says later on, we're going to say in Sefer Devarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is King only once when we're united, when we have Achdus, we have the sensitivity for the Ger L'Yasov L'Amana in our lives. It doesn't just mean physically, emotionally, spiritually, it means for those people that we know that are less fortunate, those people that maybe they didn't get that phone call, that text message, that email, maybe those people that we didn't see in shul in such a long time, to be able to make sure this Elo, we reach out to them and care for them, because that's what it's all about. And that's what the sign said, the sign would hang in the base midrash of Kelm. Achtus ha'avodim hi kiyum ha'malchus. The achtus of the servants is exactly upheld by the unity. The unity of the servants makes the kingdom. The kingdom is upheld by the unity of the servants. There's no malchus when there's no achtus. When you have achtus, then you have the nation, you have the brotherhood. Then you could have, then we could crown the Rabbanu Shem King on Rosh Hashanah. What a beautiful insight from the Tefer Shlomo and from the base midrash of Kelm explained to us by Rav Yudah Michel. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off saying from Rav Simcha Zisov of Kelm, the altar of Kelm, the prime student of Rishol Salanter, Kiseis HaMechama Alayvecha. You go out to battle against your enemy. Your enemy is your Yitzhar, the Zohar tells us. And the enemy is always going to try to question us. How is Rabbanu Shem here? The virus, this, that, this person died young, this suicide, this thing in our soul, this thing in your family. Everyone is a peckle. The Yitzhar is always going to try to get us into our intellectual and try to tell us how Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Our job is Kiseis HaMechama Alayvecha. We beat him with our moach. We use our moach properly. And the Aish Kodesh says in last week's Parsha Shoyistim, Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Lakacha, even when it's hard, and even when you don't see the Rabbanu Shem, you have to push through. In 1941, he's telling this to Jews, the Mamash lost their entire everything. Push through, Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Lakacha, even if it's hard, that'll be to be able to beat the Eight Sahara. What a beautiful insight from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the Aish Kodesh. I'm able to be able to fight the enemy actively with our Amunah Bitachon and with our Seichel. The second idea was said from the Sfas Emes, when the Pasuk says, Ki Seis HaMechama Alevecha, by the Eishes Sefas Torah, Rashi says the Gemara in Kinujin Chavalf, Dibra Torah Ela Kenega Yitzhara, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Kenega Yitzhara. The Torah only spoke against the Yitzhara. What does it mean, Torah only spoke against the Yitzhara? That says the Sfas Emes, you want to know? The number one thing how to beat the Yitzhara is dafka to the Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. We want to do tshuva, it's dafka to Talmud Torah. It's dafka connecting ourselves al Yidei or Ha Torah, says the Sfas Emes in the second Torah in Tafresh Lamed Alf. Our job is we want to know what the Pashup Shad is, Lo Dibra Torah El Kenei Yitzhara, Barasi Lo Yitzhara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. I made the Yitzhara, but I gave you the medicine against the Yitzhara, and that's by learning Torah. And that's exactly what our blazer quoted the Mashah from the Chidush Harim. When it comes to the dog, when a person is being pursued by a dog, the worst thing to do is try to outrun him. You got to stand your ground. Yitzhara, says the Chidush Harim, chases us constantly, and trying to outrun him is futile. The best thing to stop, sit down, and learn Torah. And that's the only way to be able to beat the Yitzhara. That's coming from the base midrash of Ger, of Talmud Torah. And that trickled down from the Chiddushim to his grandson, the Sfas Emes, in his Torah and Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Beautiful insight, the Sfas Emes Chiddushim on the Galus of learning Torah. Talmud Torah specifically, when it comes to the Yitzhar. The third day we said the Magad Mezich, Magad Mezich Kisid the Bais Chodosh. You have to make sure to build a fence around your new house. Says the Magad, Kisid the Bais Chodosh when you have something new. Your roof, which means your heart and your whole being is going to be so arrogant. Look at my house, look at this car. Make sure you don't be, you put a fence around your heart. You put a fence around your heart and soul that it doesn't just refer to your house. First, to your whole being. Make sure you don't have gaiva. Make sure you stay with Anova. Mas Chedusharim says Elo in the Perek Tehillim. Perek Tehillim says we're only their bonushams. The more we make ourselves lamed alf, the more we make ourselves lamed vav. The more we make ourselves, we nullify ourselves with our bonushim, and then we're more will be lamed vav. That's a beautiful idea on Anova. Connected to the fourth idea of Simcha Banim says Chav Beis Yobeis Gidilim Taas Eloch. And to first tell the mitzvah tzitzis. There's sometimes says of Simcha Bonim, Gidilim Tasadlach. You have to have galus. You have to have galus Adam. You have to have gaiva gedusha. You have to make yourself in Yesh Ba'olam Klal to get yourself out of bed, be able to go shir. Even maybe you might have messed up. You have to have a little gaiva gedusha. I mean, make sure, says the Mor Veshemesh, Rei Anochi Nosen Alecha Bracha Klala. Gaiva could be a bracha, but gaiva could be a klala. Make sure you use Yanochi for bracha for their bonusham. That's for you. Like you should be using for yourself. That's klala. A beautiful idea for gaiva gedusha. Finally, fifth and final idea. All about Avos Yisrael when it comes to Elul. Pashup Shad refers to you have to leave peah for a tree for the ger v'liyosav la'almana. But says the Tver Shemal, the Domsker Rebbe says it's not just good enough losav harecha just to worry about yourself. You have to worry about others. You have to worry about the less fortunate around you. And that's exactly what the sign the Beis Medrash and Kelmer of Judah, my Rebbe Shlita, he wrote in his article, Achtas Havanim ki hikim amachus, the sign that hung in Rosh Chodesh El, the kingdom is upheld by the unity of the servants. We want to have Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. We want to crown the Rebbe Shem King. First, we have to have the Achtas of El. Shvi Zochav Ez Hashem to be able to use our Mayach properly with Amun and Bitachon, complete faith and complete trust in the Rebbe Shem, the Kayach, to believe in the Kayach of Talmud Torah, to have the proper another in our lives and run away from the Isra of Gaiva, have the proper Anova, to have the proper Anova, also have to have the proper Gaiva to Kedusha, and to have the proper Av Yisrael to be able to get us ready to be Mamach the Bonashem King, come Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem, Abba Lenu Tovo, Yishmizoch, and Yishlam, and Kodesh, Bez Hashem, Shkoch.